Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. There's a sound of worship in this house that has to be brought forth this morning. And let us lift it up now. Lord, you. Lord, you. Let the river of my worship flow. Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my worship flow to you, Lord, like streams in the valley. They swell with the rain. Let the songs of my heart, let them rise. Bless your name and flow to you, flow to you. Lord, let my worship flow to you. Is that your desire?
Flow to you.
Well, then lift it up with us. Flow to you.
Flow to you.
Let the river
today with the joy that comes from our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. And certainly we're so glad to be able to come to you once again with the word of our God. To those who are on the show today, we certainly thank God for you for joining us on this segment. We thank God for another opportunity to be able to share the rich treasures of his word along with you, my brothers and sisters, on today. Let's go on with the word that God has given us. The title, The Approval of God or of Men, is a question. It's really a question that is before us today. The approval of God or the approval of men. If you have your Bibles, let's go to the word of God, where we will find our assignment for today. John chapter 5, and I'm reading the King James Version, verses 36 through 44. John chapter 5, verse 36 through 44. Here the apostle, he's read it in your hearing, but I have greater witness than that of John. It's in red, so of course this is our commander-in-chief, our Lord and Savior speaking. He says, but I have a greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me, or has given witness of me. He says, you have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his face. and you have not his word abiding in you. For whom he has sent him, ye believe not. The Lord here having a discourse with the Jews, explaining some things, some truths unto them. He says, you don't have not heard the voice of God, neither have you seen him, his shape at any time. Verse 37 and 38 says, and you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him you believe not. 39 says, search the scriptures. Search them, Jesus says here, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. He says it is the scriptures themselves that testify of me. And verse 40, and ye will not come to me that you might have life. 41 says, I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. 43 says, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. Now he says, if another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can, verse 44 finally, how can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Wow, that seems pretty heavy. Accusation that the Lord has given unto us on today. The approval of God or of men. Here later in Romans chapter 10, the Apostle Paul comes back later and he says, because the Jews, like ourselves, we can be something when we want to be. The Lord is, he's given them the true testimony. What is the correct truth of God's word concerning God's people and God, what God has aligned for his people even today? And here these people were contending with Jesus concerning what was the true testimony. He says, you're listening to men. John came, but his witness, the witness of John, he said, John testified of me. John the Baptist, that is. And he says, also, not only, he said, but my witness is greater than that of John. And he says, the works that the Father has given to me to finish those things, he said, they also bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. In another place, Jesus said unto them, he says, if you don't believe me for the words that I have been speaking unto you, then believe me for the work's sake. At least believe what your eyes have seen and what your ears have heard. How can you quarrel against truth, against facts? He says, if you don't believe me for the words that I have been testifying, you believe me for the work's sake. Paul says in Romans chapter 10, he says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal. He said, you have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness which is of God. And then verse 4 of Romans 10, it says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Christ, he identifies. He said he is the end of righteousness, of the law, rather, for righteousness to everyone that believes. It is not according. Men still believe that it is through the works that they do that they have been made righteous, right before God. But the reality is, as the Apostle Paul reminds us, and as the Lord himself has said, it comes through the Father. Jesus is the end. He is the fulfillment of the law. Everything he has coincided within himself. God sent Christ in order that he may show us the way unto himself. Jesus was indeed the representation of God. Of course, the religious leaders of the day, they knew what the Bible said about the Lord Jesus Christ, but they failed to apply its words to their lives. They knew what the Bible said, but they failed to apply the words, the truth of God's word to their lives. They knew the teachings of Scripture, but they failed to see the Messiah to whom the Scriptures pointed. They were speaking about Christ. We know, we've heard it oftentimes, those who are Bible scholars, those who've just been in church long enough, we understand that even the Bible, the Testaments, the Bible, the Old Testament, which we understand is Christ concealed. That is, it was speaking of him, and it gave testimony of him without pointing, speaking specifically of him. It was pointing towards him. So we say the Old Testament is Christ concealed, and the New Testament or the New Agreement is Christ revealed. And so when John the Baptist appeared in the River Jordan and he came exclaiming, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. He said, it's about to come down. What the prophets of old have been pointing for, what they have been talking about, he said, it is about to be made manifest. He said, this is the time, this is the season. And he came talking to them about the kingdom, telling them about Christ, that he was about to be made manifest. He was about to come on the scene. And here Jesus is. He says, I come. If one come in his own name, he says, him you will receive. In that fifth chapter, verse 43, he said, I am come in my Father's name, and you don't receive me, but if another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Of course, they knew the rules, but they missed the Savior. People know the Bible, what the Bible says, but they fail to understand the God of the Bible. It is not just the writings of the Word of God that is the letter of the law, but it is the Spirit. What is God talking about? Not so much just specifically what he said, what is the meaning thereof? We have to understand. The Bible definitely instructs us to get wisdom, get knowledge. But in all of that getting, we must not fail to get an understanding. We got to know exactly what the Scriptures are talking about. God said that the end of the law, the fulfillment thereof, was Christ Jesus himself. He fulfilled all things within himself. Jesus said, I came doing the works that the Father sent me to do, and you didn't receive me. Now, he sent me, but you didn't receive me. He said, but I came from the Father. He sent me. And because I know you don't really know him, he said, because if you knew him, you would receive me. Now, if another comes in his own name, he says, him you'll receive. It's amazing, even now, that we operate even in this sense of understanding. Many that come, giving us what they think the Scriptures are talking about, and we will receive that testimony, but we will not believe what God says, which is the truth of the matter. Of course, we are so entrenched in our own religious system that we refuse to let the Son of God change our lives. Men have always been that way, and it still is. Men are so entrenched in their own religious systems that they refuse to let the Son of God change their lives. And the reality is, my brothers and sisters on it, do not become so involved in religion. Oh, praise God. I wish somebody would hear me today. Do not become so involved in religious practices and religious ritual that we miss Christ. That is, we care more about the institution of our denominational systems than we care about the truth of God's word. Don't get so entrenched in those things, those amendments, those practices and rules that we miss Christ himself. That's so very, very important. Whose praise at the end of the day do you seek? That's the question on the floor. Whose praise are you seeking? Are you seeking the praise of men or the praise of God? The approval of men or the approval of God? The religious leaders, they of course enjoy great prestige in Israel, but their step of approval meant nothing to Jesus. He was concerned about God's approval. And this is a good principle for us. We must continue to look unto what God says, what God thinks, and what God has to say about the matter, and not so much men. He still tells us, regardless of what comes out of a person's mouth, we understand that no man's mouth is indeed the truth of God's word. No man's mouth is the Bible. We still have the responsibility, the Bible says, to study 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show, that means you, Yahbu, he's talking to you. He says, you study to show yourself approved, not unto men, but rather unto God. Workmen that need it. Workmen, that means you're working, you're searching the scriptures, you're studying, you're seeking to know truth, the truth that comes by God through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, whom God has given unto all those that have confessed Christ. He says, the Bible says he gives us freely of his Spirit, and it is his job, that is the Holy Spirit. When he comes, he shall guide us in all things concerning truth, everything concerning godliness that is in the spiritual realm, and all things concerning life. He guides us in things concerning the three-dimensional world. So he keeps us in both arenas, natural things and spiritual things. It is the job of the Holy Spirit to guide us in truth. Praise God. And then it is important that we understand something about Jesus. Hebrews, in that first chapter, verses 1 through 3, it reminds us, the Apostle Paul writing, who has been attributed as the writer of Hebrews, he says, God, who at different times, in various times, and in different manners, he spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, but he hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. Who did he do it? By Jesus. That is a representation of God. Stop listening right there. He says he has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Jesus is the one whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. And verse 3 says, who being the brightness of his glory. Of whose glory? The glory of the Father. He's the brightness of God's glory, and he is the express image of his person. And he upholding, that means he's currently doing it, he's upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself, that is Christ Jesus, purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. He went, in other words, when he had completed the work by himself, then he went back unto the Father. We can believe Jesus because he is the representation. He's the brightness of the glory of God, and he is the express image of his personage. The Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world back unto himself. As Christ, he represents the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In him is the Father, in him is the Son, and in him is the Holy Spirit. He represents all three fully, bodily, with all representation in Christ. So it is important that we pay attention to the witness that is of God and not the witness that comes through man. Jesus is the end of all contention. He is the fulfillment of the righteousness that does not come through the letter of the law, but the righteousness that comes through our faith in Christ, in the ability that he has completed the work. That is, through him, he has died, borne our sins, he paid the penalty for our sins, and we are made righteous by faith in the Son of God. And only in the by faith in the Son of God are we made righteous, not through any works of the body, but through the righteousness that comes to our faith in the finished work of God's Son. Finally, However, if even the highest officials in the world approve of our actions, and God does not, hear me well, if even the highest officials in the world approve of our actions, and God does not, we should be very concerned. However, if God approves, and even though others do not, we should be content. That is
the proof of the matter. That if God approves of us and others do not, it doesn't matter because we have the approval of God. But what if we have the approval of others, that is, of even the highest officials of this world, but do not have the approval of God? We have reason thereof, my brothers and sisters, to be concerned, because I'd rather have the approval of God, to have God on my side, to have God pleased and content with the things that I do, than to have the approval of men. And so as we look at this very important subject that is before us, do we desire or seek for the approval of men, or are we seeking for the approval and for the way of God to be made manifest in our lives? It's important because we're living in a time in which we must make clear choices concerning God or concerning man. And I submit unto you on today, it is better that we want God to be found pleasing unto the things that we do and the things that we say in and of our lives. May God be the glory. We thank God for each of you today. May you continue to put forth your best efforts to please God and to let him to know that it is all about him and not about us. Jesus said, even in prayer, we should pray having this mindset, this understanding. Father, not my will, but thine will be done in earth, even now as it is being carried out in the heavens where you are. God bless you. God keep you is our sincere prayer on today.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word on today here in the studio. And we're now down to our commercial break. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio, the Real Talk segment with Pastor Rufus Fields.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 1260 pound sign.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I am joined in the studio by our special guest, Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching that he's doing called The Approval of God or of Men. Pastor Phil's Apostle Jackson said, what an inspirational word here in the chat room. What an inspirational word, man of God.
Appreciate
how, as leaders, do we handle with the sheep we're in charge of getting the approval of God from them versus the approval of men? And in other words, he's saying, how do you stay humble and keep the approval of God when men are given such approval toward you?
Praise God, man of God, to the apostle on today. And certainly, it just comes down to one thing. The Bible says to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in the due time and due season. God, because he hates pride, we must continue to operate in a manner, in an attitude of humility. And that is, in regards to whether we get the praise of men, we must maintain, that is, we have to cause ourselves to continue to walk in humility. That is, always being conscious, man of God, and to all that are listening on today, of the fact that it does not matter how high we go in this world, we must continue to walk humbly before God. That is, to keep a posture, an attitude of gratitude, knowing that it is not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit, the Lord said, by his Spirit. All things are born through Christ. He says, without me, you can do nothing. So how can we take credit for anything that goes on in our lives, anything that we will achieve in this world, because it is all born, because it is the Lord. Philippians 4:13, it is through Christ. He gives us strength, all things by Christ Jesus. We must continue to know that we can do nothing without him. God gives us the ability to do them. And he says, let not a man think more highly of himself than he ought. So we must have a mind to know that it is God that does the work. Praise God. And we're praying for you, man of God, and we do solicit that you continue to pray for us, and we pray for one another, that God will keep us humble before him and that God will continue to do the work that he has called us to do in times like these.
Thank you, man of God. And First Lady Gail said, what an awesome word. She is really excited to tune in on Blog Talk Radio to hear the segment. She said she's also on Periscope, but she has not heard or seen you giving your teaching segment. She said, what's up with that? And so she wanted you to address that, and I'll give you a few moments to address that at the closing of this segment. Man of God.
Praise God. And to First Lady Gail, and certainly we thank God for your precious comments. We do thank God that you are enjoying the shows. We do have, and moving forward, we're going to eventually get on to Periscope. We have limited resources at this juncture, and we're working as hard as we can. I'm running, one with God, trying to get it done. But be in prayer with us that God will send us the help that we need to get done what he needs. We want to be on all of the media that the word of God will be able to go out to the people of God that need to hear the voice, the word of God in this season. And we are working tirelessly to do all that God has called in this season. So we will. We're coming. Praise God. Continue to pray for us and with us that God will do all through us that he will have us to do.
Thank you, Pastor Fields. And let us know how you are enjoying listening to the Real Talk segment here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, you can check us out at www.godsanointedministry.com for upcoming shows. And you can email us at game, which is GAM, at godsanointedministries.com to give us your feedback on the shows, and also to let us know what shows you would like Pastor Fields to do teaching segments on. As well as in this time and in this season, people of God here in the studio radio land on Blog Talk Radio, you have the opportunity to render your monetary donation, and you can do that on Pastor Fields' website, which is www.godsanointedministries.com, and look at his various ministries and the things that he's doing in the community that you can be a blessing to. You also have the opportunity to sponsor him. Yes, I did say that. You have the opportunity to sponsor him for radio and for television. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host. And I was joined in the studio by Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church on the Kingdom Objectives and God's Anointed Ministries.